A gloomy start to the second quarter for financial markets after President Trump warned the U.S. coronavirus crisis could get worse. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. The number of COVID-19 deaths in America have risen above 4,000. President Trump warned the next 2 weeks could be the hardest as the pandemic continues to spread there. As the crisis worsens and the public is encouraged to stay home, companies are doing what they can to weather the uncertain future. Many have shelved shareholder reward programs, including some of the UK's biggest banks, which today agreed to cancel quarterly dividend payments in order to preserve cash. The BBC's Andrew Walker explains.
The banks made the decision following a request from the UK's Prudential Regulation Authority, which is part of the Bank of England. The regulator said it also expected them to refrain from paying any cash bonuses to senior staff. The move means that money that might have been allocated to shareholders and executives will be retained to strengthen the bank's capital positions, which are financial cushions that enable them to absorb losses on problem loans or financial market investments. The regulator said it did not expect the additional capital to be needed, but it did say that what it called extra headroom should enable banks to support the economy by providing enough credit through the rest of 2020. The European Central Bank has called for similar restraint in the Eurozone, and several banks have said they would comply. In the US, some of the leading banks have suspended buybacks but not dividends, which are an important source of cash, not only for wealthy individuals, but also for many people's retirement investments.
In London, I'm the BBC's Andrew Walker for Marketplace.
Well, shares of Europe's biggest banks are taking a hit after that decision. HSBC is down 9%, while Barclays and the Royal Bank of Scotland are off 6%. That's as global shares kick off the second quarter in negative territory. European benchmarks are all down between 1.5% and 3.5% this morning. Stock markets in Asia posted solid declines after new data showed factory activity contracted last month in many Asian nations, including Japan, South Korea, Malaysia, and Vietnam. It was a similar story for the Eurozone, where manufacturing posted the biggest decline since March. Amid that hit to manufacturing, Norway's government has warned the economy could shrink by 4% this year as oil companies, which are responsible for one of the country's top exports, slash investment and lay off workers amid a national coronavirus lockdown. Norway is one of many European nations to have imposed movement restrictions on residents to try and stop the spread of COVID-19. But its Nordic neighbor, Sweden, is almost alone on the continent, allowing life to go on as normally as possible. Andreas Hatzia-Giorgio from the Stockholm Chamber of Commerce explains how that's impacting business.
The business community here in Sweden thinks that the policies implemented by the Swedish government are more sensible than in many other countries, taking small steps instead of going forward with a complete lockdown.
Have there been any changes to how people run their businesses in Sweden? Have there been any decreases in consumer spending? Because some data show mass transit rides have at least fallen since the start of the outbreak. So has that had a knock-on effect on business?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the effects here in Sweden are dramatic. The aviation industry is having a really, really difficult time. Hotels are basically empty. Factories have to close down. Having said this, the situation could be worse if the Swedish approach had been more similar to other countries with a complete lockdown.
So consumers are still going out to cafes and restaurants. They're still shopping, just maybe more social distancing happening in public.
Social distancing is not something that's really new for us. Social distancing is part of the Swedish cultural DNA. But places are still open for business compared to other countries.
And the case counts compared to other Nordic nations are higher. Is that a worry for business owners that you've been speaking to?
What the business community here thinks is that we should have a combined approach, minimizing the health effects and also minimizing the risk of mass unemployment.
So how are businesses doing that in practice? Are they limiting the number of people that can come in? Here, for example, in the UK, there's only a certain number of people who can go into a grocery store at a time. Are those the same measures that we're seeing in Sweden?
Yeah, similar measures. One advantage of Sweden in general is that we're very, very digitalized, which also limits the negative impacts now of the corona crisis.
Andreas Hatzia-Giorgio, CEO of Stockholm Chamber of Commerce. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have you checked the calendar this morning? It's April 1st, but no fool's jokes here. Instead, your daily dose of good news. Scottish beer maker and distiller BrewDog says it's donated 50,000 units of hand sanitizer to Scotland's National Health Service and local charities. It began making the hand gels in mid-March to combat shortages across the country. The company's boss, James Watt, explains how the idea came about.
We have lost 70% of our revenue almost overnight. We do a lot of export as a business, so export sales to mainland Europe has stopped for us. So we are trying to use the resources that we have differently. So we have a distillery, so we make vodka and gin as well. So it's actually the distillation part of our business that is making hand sanitizer. You can download the recipe on the World Health Organization website, and we are going to be bottling hand sanitizer, and we're giving that away to the people who need it most.
That's BrewDog boss James Watt there. He said with manufacturing paused in a lot of places, the company's grabbing whatever containers it can to bottle the new product. So don't be surprised if hand sanitizer in a beer bottle becomes the next big trend. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.